This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So, Kristi Noem, and you may not know this if you're an illegal immigrant, who is the head of the Department of Homeland Security, but also carries a Gucci bag, very fashionable.
Okay.
Which contained her DHS bag, passport, driver's license, mobile phone, and $3,000 in cash, was stolen from her while she was out in public. Mm-hmm. Turns out the guy who did it, a Chilean illegal immigrant who served 3 years in London for basically being a high-end pickpocket, gets out and is like, you know what? I'm done with this going to prison thing. I'm going to Joe Biden's America, where I can rob whoever I want, along with the rest of the illegal immigrant gang, who targets rich people, apparently. So a lot of people speculating that this was something done to her because of who she is. No, he didn't know who she was. This is how ridiculous it's gotten in America. And it turns out the perp is a Chilean illegal immigrant who served 3 years in London prison for his crimes, but now has come here because why wouldn't you, right? I mean, they're all here. It's nuts. Over the weekend, for instance, Florida alone, where they've deputized the Highway Patrol, State Wildlife and Fisheries, like all of those guys. They did their own raid. You can do that now. Department of Homeland Security supervised, but this was largely Florida law enforcement. They pick up 800 illegal immigrants. Among them, they get a terrorist who's wanted, a Interpol wanted criminal from Russia, and multiple illegal immigrant gang members who are felons who were wanted and have deportation orders. They just scoop them all up, 800 people.
They should have called it Operation Gator Done.
Oh, that'd be even better, wouldn't it? So anyway, then it turns out, well, he has, I guess, support staff. This is a international South American theft ring. So they've all moved here because in Joe Biden's America, you could just target Americans, rob them blind, no big deal. We've never seen this before. Like, you know, the scandal not too long ago when they very quietly resolved it once Trump took office, somehow couldn't get it done during Biden's term, ends up, you know, like if you're in the NFL and you go play on the weekend, they know you're not home, obviously, right? Because you're on the TV.
Right. Yeah.
Illegal immigrant international gang. Mm-hmm. They're either here illegally or they're here on visas. They've flown in to rob you. Why? Because they can't.
Yeah.
They can't. So when you're the head of the Department of Homeland Security and you can't sit there without having your stuff stolen by an internationally wanted criminal, I mean, give me a break. Anyway, apparently he's an expert at this. This is what he does. He's a pickpocket. It was kind of shocking, actually, she says, because it was sitting right by my feet. I actually felt my purse. He hooked it with his foot, drug it a few steps away, dropped a coat over it and took it, she says. I thought it was my grandkids kicking me in the legs, but it was very professionally done. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Picked the wrong Gucci to grab.
Yeah. So anyway, he's on his way out of here again.
Good.
Yeah.
Hopefully to stay.
Meanwhile, I got to say, this whole thing on Friday, and it got buried under a whole lot more news, but with the New Mexico judge and his wife being mm-hmm. arrested,
yeah.
Something's up with that. That's bigger than just, hey, he's an illegal immigrant. You can't lend him your guns. There's something bigger going on there. Did you hear what the assistant director of the Department of Homeland Security, Trisha McLaughlin, said about that on
no.
Fox?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you send the FBI into the Department of Homeland Security, something's weirdly up. Here, here she is, just talking about the again, this is the New Mexico judge helping the illegal immigrant criminal, not the Wisconsin judge helping
the illegal immigrant.
Right, right. He was housing the illegal immigrant. And by the way, also other Trinidad Aragua members as well were in and out of there constantly. Okay, listen to this. This is just absolutely crazy what the judge and his wife are accused of doing.
It went beyond just harboring this member of Trinidad Aragua. The wife and that judge actually went so far as to destroy evidence, including there were two photos on this criminal illegal alien's phone that showed decapitated individuals, and he was sending that around. They went so far as to take a hammer and destroy this phone so that police couldn't access this. We are going to continue to go after these activist judges, especially in such egregious cases like this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why would you want, as a judge in this country, to help criminals like that?
Only answer I got is Democrat.
Yeah, well, that's...
They're just crazy. And then, like, you know to go after the illegal immigrant's phone and delete the decapitation pictures on it, which tells me you knew they were there. Mm-hmm. And what kind of guy who's just your tenant, I guess, living on your property, why do you have his phone? How do you know it needs to be destroyed, wiped? And what were you wiping? Never mind they have this thing called the cloud.
Yeah.
Right. So there's other ways they have to figure it out. But, I mean, something big's going to go on there. I think it maybe implicate the Democrat Party. And then you keep in mind, the judge was formerly, before he was elected as magistrate judge, a police officer. He knows better than this. This is not just a, gosh, he seemed like a really nice young man who recently came across the border, so I gave him a place to stay. That's not what this is. This is way beyond that. Meanwhile, Democrats, just the hills they pick to die on these days, Lee, I don't get. Defending this judge in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Chuck Schumer, minority leader in the Senate, writing, there are no kings in America. Trump and Bondi can't just decide to arrest sitting judges at will and threaten judges into submission. This is a dangerous escalation and attack on the separation of powers, and we will fight this with everything we have.
It's hilarious hearing Schumer say that about Trump, considering what Democrats did to Trump.
I know. And considering what we just learned last week, I thought the biggest story of last week came from Tulsi Gabbard, the declassification of that program to not just censor us, but to debank us for our political and religious beliefs. And of course, they classify it because what they were doing was illegal. So they had to hide it behind classification. And you have the nerve to say there's no kings. You were politically persecuting us. I mean, what's unbelievable is, like, who got debanked? Everyone around Trump, his attorneys, Melania. Even Trump Jr. was saying, look, we had to use cryptocurrency for a while. We couldn't get, I mean, we couldn't bank. We were debanked. We couldn't use bank services. And they even debanked Barron. What the heck did he do?
Yeah, really.
He's just a kid. And then Chuck Schumer has the unmitigated gall to say there's no kings in America after all of that. But when you dig into what this judge did, it's really bad. And again, I mean, she realized that ICE was out there. ICE had permission to be there. They had already communicated with law enforcement, were told to stay outside the court and wait there. They were doing that. They followed orders. She finds out they're outside the court. She ushers the illegal immigrant and his attorney very quickly into the jury box room, where it's just, you know, it's jurors and court staff, basically, you're supposed to go. Shoves him out the back door, comes out the front door, screams at them, at ICE, yelling, screaming, losing her mind. And then sends them in the opposite direction to the Chief Justice's office, says, you're not allowed to be here. She doesn't make those rules. And knowing full well, she's sending them in the opposite direction of the illegal immigrant. Think about this. His victims were sitting in the courtroom, including a woman and a man who he beat severely enough. They spent days in the hospital recovering. Doesn't care, Lee. Doesn't care about the victims. They mean nothing. It's all about the illegal immigrant every time. And by the way, completely ignoring the fact, arrest warrants do not fall from the sky, okay? They are signed by federal judges if you're doing federal charges. Yeah. A federal judge looked at the evidence and signed the warrant.
Yep. That was due process.
That was actual due process.
And
I know.
And they're circumventing due process.
Yes. And their take is she's a Democrat judge, can't arrest her. Which I'm sure they'd take that point of view if it was a Republican, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, you know what, though, and I'm going to play this coming up. Scott Jennings had a great take on this. CNN saying, why did you make a spectacle of this? Why did you drag this woman out? And they, you know, they filmed her being, like, taken away in the car and everything. That needs to happen because so many Democrat officials think they can just break the law.
Why did CNN show up for Roger Stone's arrest?
That was a spectacle, wasn't
it? Yeah, that was a spectacle.
Well, you know what? We keep going with spectacles like Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
And how they went through Melania's underwear drawer with, like, you know, maximum media attention. I mean, they roll right up to the front of the place. So, yeah, we can do this all day long if you want. But I hope this was assigned, especially these Democrat mayors who... Democrat police chiefs think that you can aid and abet illegal immigrants. No more.